27th chapter of the book of Acts. Aren't you thankful for all of our children and young people?
Amen.
I know I am. I praise the Lord for them. And say, well, preacher, they're kind of stubborn. Yeah, I know. I remember when I was. I still am. Just not like I used to be. God sends some things along in life to break you. Amen. That's right. Well, you know, they're not only stubborn, preacher, they're a little rebellious. Well, I know, just like we were, and still can be. That's right. They're just finding their way, folks. Just pray for them and help them. You know, that doesn't mean that we excuse their sin. It doesn't mean that we sweep things aside or under the rug. It just means we pray for them, we love them, and we remember when we were there. And we needed somebody to come alongside of us and encourage us and give us some words of encouragement and some direction in our life. And just like we needed it, now they need it. And so you be that person. Amen. You be that person. You encourage them. And again, I don't mistake what I'm saying. I'm not saying excuse their rebellion or excuse their wrongdoing. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that sometimes they need more than correction. They need a little instruction. And they need somebody to come alongside of them and let them know that they care for them, they're praying for them, and they need a little encouragement. You know, just like you do and just like I do. Is that right? That's right. All right, Acts chapter number 27. Thank you, Brother Dan. I am going to speak to you a little bit about being thankful. This may be my final message on Wednesday nights on being thankful, but then again, it may not be. God has really been dealing with me about having a thankful spirit. And, you know, sometimes you can think you are thankful, and then something happened, and God reveals to you, now, what were you saying, or how were you feeling, or what were you thinking about yourself? And it reminds you, you know, God, I'm just not there. I'm not there yet. And so, forgive me. And thank you for being patient with me. And so, here in Acts 27, just a tremendous chapter in the Word of God. And Brother Larry and I were talking not long ago, Brother Larry and Bowden, about this 27th chapter. And I think he even done some teaching out in the Glory Days class out of this chapter. Just want to give you a little background. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture and give you a few thoughts out of it. Paul, back when he was there in Ephesus, I think this is back in chapter 19, 20, somewhere in that vicinity of Scripture, he said, you know, I must go to Rome. I'm looking to go to Rome. And I mean, he had his face set to go to Rome. He wanted to preach the gospel in Rome. Now, Paul did not realize all that was going to transpire. He did go to Rome, but he did not realize all that was going to transpire in his getting there. He was accused, he was falsely arrested, illegally actually, arrested. He was tried by Romans, by Jews. He was put in confinement, and now he is in a shipwreck. And they had given up hope, the people on the ship, that they were going to live. And it was just a very precarious situation. But then something happens. Paul just kind of, God just moved, and Paul kind of began to witness and to testify right in the midst of this horrendous storm and the after effects of the storm, and it lasted for days and days, weeks, actually. And so here we are after the storm had hit, and they had kind of unladen the ship and thrown some of the cargo and the wares overboard, and you know, afraid for their lives. And they were drifting in, and they thought, well, you know, maybe we're close to land. And so they threw some anchors down, and we pick up in verse number 33, in verse number 33 of Acts 27. And if you would, please stand to your feet, and we'll read these verses together. Some of the shipmen had about to flee out of the ship, and they had let down the boat into the sea. Some of those boats that took the survivors, or those boats that were used to get people ashore from a vessel that was going under. And when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said unto the centurion, verse 31, and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore, I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. Now, here's the verse that I want to draw some truth from. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. The next verse says that they were in the ship about 266 souls. And so in the midst of this fairly large number of people, Paul turned the environment. He changed the climate, the mental, emotional climate of those people. How did he do it? I believe he did it by giving thanks. Giving thanks is a very powerful thing. You know, you can be in an environment where there's a lot of criticisms and a lot of murmurings and complainings, and then somebody can come and start just giving thanks and being grateful and thankful, and it's amazing how it just changes the climate and the environment of the room, the conversation. And I believe that's exactly what happened here. Giving thanks, gratefulness, is a powerful thing. And I want to talk to you about that a little bit. All right? Father, would you help me to relay to your people what you've put on my heart and the way you're working in my life in this matter. Lord, I pray that you would work on us all. We need your help in this area. And so I pray you take these simple thoughts and you would anoint them, and that they would become seeds in our heart that would bring forth fruit unto thanksgiving. God, help us to be a thankful people. Help us, Lord, to be thankful unto our God for your goodness in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You can be seated. I've given you the background, and I just want to give you some thoughts that I'd like for you to take out of verse number 35. The first thing I want you to notice is that Paul, practicing this thing called giving thanks. The scripture says, and when he had thus spoken, now he had kind of taken over a leadership role. He has displayed his faith. I encourage you to read this chapter sometime. Paul told these folks, listen, he said, I believe God. And he said, everybody on this ship's going to live. God, an angel appeared unto me in the night. And he said, God's going to take care. God's going to take care of us. And so his faith was on display. His leadership was on display. And now he puts his God on display. Now, he said, now who are we to look to in times like these? And the scripture says in verse number 35, and when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God. Now, the first thing that stands out to me is these people had been through a very tumultuous time. As a matter of fact, if you look back in verse number 14 of chapter 27, it talks about a tempestuous wind. It talks about in verse number 15 how that the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind. Verse number 18 says, we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest. I mean, these people went through it. I mean, they went through it. And for 14 days, according to, if I understand this correctly, for 14 days, these people had had nothing to eat. And Paul, right in the midst of a time when it looked like that they were going to abandon ship and try to just make it to the shore, he said, hey, listen, let's break some bread, right? And let's give God the glory that we are right here where we are. I just think that is really something. And it teaches me that Paul was just a man of thanksgiving. Didn't matter what situation he was in. It really didn't matter if it was the highest high, the lowest low. It didn't matter if the weather was fair or tempestuous. Paul just, his heart was full of thanksgiving. And you know what's in your heart is going to come out of your lips, and it's going to be coming out in your daily living, right? I mean, it just is. And so I think this reveals something about the Apostle Paul that is revealed oftentimes in the Scripture. Someone has said that a grateful heart is a good heart. And you know, I believe that. I believe that when our hearts turn good, now listen, I know none of us are good. I know what the Bible says. But I know God can make our heart, He can turn our hearts, brethren. He can turn our hearts toward the things that they need to be turned toward. And when our hearts are turned toward good, they become grateful. Now, I think the opposite is so. The quote that I just quoted you, the man did not say it, but I think it's implied. You know, a grateful heart is a good heart, but an ungrateful heart is not a good heart. And so I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want God to look at my heart. I don't want God to look at my life and say, there is an ungrateful person. There's a person whose heart is turned toward the wrong things, who expects everything to go his way or everything to be the way he wants it. And so, though thanksgiving is a simple act, giving thanks, it's simple. It's just simple as saying thank you. It's just as simple as if you're partaking of bread, you just bow your head and say, God, thank you for this. It's really not complicated, and yet so few people do it. So few people do it. I'm not saying be a judge. I'm not saying be a critic. But, you know, when you go out in public, in a restaurant, if you'll just kind of look around, it's just people just are not thankful anymore. It's rare to see somebody blessing their food. It's rare to hear somebody even say thank you to people. There's times where people are waiting on me. I am the customer. And I'm the one that has to say thank you. You know, I'm giving them money, and I'm saying thank you for taking my money. I guess I don't. It's sad that that's the society that we live in. And so we ought to practice thanksgiving. Could I encourage you? And I have no reason to believe that you do not. But be conscientious about this. You know, be mindful. God, help me to be a person of thanksgiving. And I think all of us are apt not to be. It's you know, as I said, it's a very simple thing to do, but it's also a very easy thing to overlook. And so God help me, and God help you. Now, here was a man who was thankful, and we'll get to something here in just a moment of the time that he was thankful in, but just the fact that he said thank you. He wasn't ashamed. There were 266 souls on board, probably most of them, some of them probably prisoners like himself, you know. Probably some of them were every man for himself. And who knows what could happen in a situation like that, where it's every man for himself, where life is at stake. And yet here's a man who said, you know what, let's pause for a moment and give thanks. That's a wonderful thing to do. Sometimes in our homes, we ought to just say, oh, turn the television off, shut the phones down, and let's just pause for a moment and give thanks. Amen? You say, what, preacher, eating? No, just to give thanks. For what? Everything. In all things, give thanks, right? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so, the practice of giving thanks, the practice, learn, be aware, be thankful. Teach your children. Make that a part of the environment of your home, the fabric of your life. thankfulness. Number two, the persistence in giving thanks. The persistence. Notice this. And when he had thus spoken, verse 35, and when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God. He gave thanks to God. Been through all they've been through. No life was lost, but everybody thought they were going to die. Except Paul, as far as I can tell. You know, when things are going good, it's kind of easy to be mindful, to be thankful. But I wonder when our lives are in jeopardy, or our health is in jeopardy, or the health of somebody we love, or our resources, our food supply. I wonder when things are not going so good, if we pause to give thanks. If we can be just as thankful and stand in the face of everybody around us that knows, hey, these have been hard days here. Everybody on that ship knew, hey, this has been tough, and we're still not out of the woods yet. Well, I guess hypothetically speaking, still not out of the water yet, but we're still not safe. And Paul said, let's thank God. Can I do that? I can. Will I do that? Will you? Are you willing? Am I willing? Are we willing to say, God, thank you in the hard times as well as in the good times? I sure hope we are. It's easy to say that we will be. But sometimes we just have to be real with ourselves and say, you know, I'm apt to complain instead of give thanks. I'm apt to murmur or even say, why? Instead of say, God, I don't understand. I don't understand that storm that we just came through. I don't understand why all of that happened. But just want to pause now and say thank you for what we do have. We've got this bread. Amen. Don't have a whole lot left. I don't know what all they lost. I just know this. You read this, you'll find they threw a lot of stuff overboard. They were fortunate to be alive. Only by God's grace they were alive. Don't know that they realized that. Don't know all that they had left. Don't know what they were carrying. Don't know what the cargo was. Just know they had to lighten ship. But yet they had that bread, a little meat and bread, and they said, Lord, we just want to thank you for what we do have. Right? Instead of complaining about what we lost, just want to say thank you for this morsel of meat and this bread. I think there's a good lesson here. I really do. Sometimes, brethren, life gets kind of bare, doesn't it? Sometimes life, we get hit with things that we don't expect. I don't think if you could have talked with Paul prior to this trip, he was content that God wanted him in Rome. And when he was going, he knew, I'm going to Rome in God's will. I don't think that he would have told you, God's going to get me to Rome, but he's going to take me through a terrible storm en route there. And sometimes when God is navigating our lives to get us to where he wants us to be, geographically speaking, he will get us where we need to be spiritually speaking by allowing a storm to come into our lives and teaching us, be thankful for all things. God, teach me. And I mean this. God's listening. Teach me to be thankful in everything. I want to learn that. I'm not there yet. I want to learn that. I want to be thankful. Because I just believe that God has my best interest in mind. God loves me so much. God loves you so much. He does. He wants the very best for your life. And that may be hard to see from where you're sitting or where you're standing in your life right now. And you may be questioning that. But now you know what the Bible teaches. You know that God's love is unconditional. And you know that God loves you with an everlasting love. And that may be hard for you to see from your view right now. Can you say thank you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So be persistent, right? Don't just practice thanksgiving here and there. Be persistent. Be thankful for all things. Then the third thing that I see in this is, well, and this is the easy part, Who are we to give thanks to? Now, Paul didn't thank the shipmaster, Paul. Now, listen, are we to thank man? Sure, and I'll get to that here in just a moment. We're to give thanks unto others, to our fellow man. We're to give thanks to folks that God puts in the pathway of our life. But it all starts with giving thanks to God. You say, oh, preacher, I know about all this Thanksgiving stuff. You know? How many times did you tell God thank you today? See, here's the problem. I deal with it. You deal with it. Some think there's some way. I meet these folks all the time. I've been there. Sometimes if I'm not careful, I think I'm spiritual. Are you listening to me? What do you mean, preacher? I mean, I know me and God knows me the way you don't know me. You listening to me? They say, oh, what you hiding? Nothing from God. Nothing. You're not either. And so instead of thinking we're a certain way because we're not that bad or we're not as bad as someone else, why don't we just evaluate ourselves in the face of God instead of beside our brother? And quit comparing. You know, someone said that the Christian life is not about comparing, it's about preparing. Prepare to meet thy God. And if we'd quit comparing and start preparing, I think we'd get a lot further in our Christian experience. We're so concerned about how we measure up with other people. Am I as this as someone else? Am I doing this better than someone else? The question is God pleased with what we're doing? And so we need to give thanks to God. Have you told God thank you today? You say, well, yeah, I ate a sandwich at lunch and I thanked him for it. Well, you know what? If you did, I'm glad you did that. But now if that's the only time you thank God and the only thing you thank God for, that's a good place to start, but I sure hope that's not where you end. Before you got out of your bed this morning, you should have said, God, thank you for seeing me through the night. God, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for giving me strength and mobility to get out of my bed. Brethren, there were people who woke up today who couldn't get up. Some people didn't wake up in this life. And so we just take so much for granted. And we think, if we're not careful, we'll think, well, I am a thankful person. And maybe we are to a degree, but it doesn't mean we can't become more thankful. So I just want to ask you, would you take just about 10 seconds, go back over your day and ask the question, was I thankful today? Well, God knows I'm thankful. Well, my wife knows I love her, but I tell her every day. More than once. And so God knows that I'm thankful, but I want to tell him. I want to tell him. It's not just good that he hear me, it's good that I tell him, but it's good that other people hear me. It's a testimony to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Isn't it, brethren? Yes. And so I realized, he said, well, this is simple. Let's just be thankful. If we would be, instead of thinking we are, or thinking that an occasional thank you is okay. You know what's wrong with our society today? We're unthankful. And it begins right here with being unthankful to God. You know why people are unthankful to each other? Because it doesn't appeal to us that we need to be thankful to God. If I am thankful to God, it helps me to be thankful to my fellow man. If I am unthankful to God, then it causes me to be unthankful to my fellow man. And so, be thankful to God. Tell God numerous times and mean it in your heart. Develop that in your heart. I have so much to be thankful for. I have so much. And just count your blessings. Begin to name them. Begin to think about all that we have to be thankful for. You know what? We sure don't have a problem finding out things to be unthankful for, right? We don't have a problem finding things to complain about. Is that right? Well, you don't have to spend, and I don't. You don't have to spend 5 minutes on social media to find out boy, people can come up with a laundry list of things to be unthankful for and to murmur and complain about. And so don't think now that, well, you know, I don't know that we want to be too thankful. I don't know that you can be. And so God help us. I want to give you this final thought, okay? The person is give thanks to God. What do I have to give thanks to God? Because James said, every gift. Every gift. All right? Every good gift. Every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of changing. Everything that I have, God graciously has given it to me. Why would I not thank Him? In case there's a disconnect in my heart and there's pride in my heart that caused me to think that I did this. No, He. He has blessed me. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And so he says here, he said, the practice of thanksgiving. Learn what it is. Just learn what it is. Be mindful of it. Be conscientious of it. God, help me. Bring it to my remembrance. Help me every day to be thinking, now, am I a thankful person? God, remind me now when you see me slipping and I go and I just don't give thanks, or I act like that I expect this, or I start murmuring and complaining and I get kind of a foul spirit, and it'll leak out, and it'll affect the people around me. And you can just bring people around you down, brethren, with that negativity. Right? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I mean, you get to that just that unthankfulness and that criticism and that murmuring and complaining. It just makes the air foul around you, the environment, the climate. But on the other hand, when we're giving thanks and when we're praising God and we're thanking God, it just changes the climate. Let's watch it happen right here. And this brings me to my final thought. Paul was not ashamed to give thanks to God publicly. You know, Luke wanted to make sure. He authored this, humanly speaking. He wanted to make sure. And God wanted Luke to make sure. Now, Luke, I want you to pen this down. Look what he said in verse 35. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God. Watch this next phrase. In presence of them all. Publicly. Amen. He wanted them all to hear. 266 of them. I don't think Paul was in a corner, you know, just kind of whispering to himself, now thank you, Lord, for this man. Uh-uh. I think Paul lifted that bread up before heaven and gave thanks to God before them all. And he wanted them to know, my God brought us through that storm. My God provided this meat. My God provided this bread. My God is worthy to be praised. He wasn't ashamed. Publicly. And so I pray that God would take these simple thoughts and help us to understand what giving thanks can do. Notice what the scripture says in verse number 36. It says, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Verse 36 says, then were they all of good cheer. Isn't that something? That's something. These people just been through, I mean, you know, they've been through a life and death situation. And Paul, because he was thankful, he changed that. And getting, just being thankful changed the climate, the environment, and it just changed their countenance to where the scripture says they were of good cheer and they also took some meat. You know? And the scripture wanted us to know that how many of them they were. So let's be thankful people. Amen? Let's be thankful. Be thankful when the water's calm, and be thankful when it's turbulent, right? Be thankful when the bills are paid. Be thankful when you don't know if they're going to get paid. Be thankful when the health checks out, and be thankful when it doesn't. Be thankful to God. You say, I can't be thankful for some of the things that happen in my life. Well, yes, you can. It's not if I can, it's if I will. If I will be thankful. If you believe that God is in charge, and God allows things in our lives for His purposes, to accomplish His purpose and His will, and that He has our best interest in mind, it changes the way you view things. It changes perspective. I can't explain everything that God has done in my life. I can't explain it. Can you? No, none of us can. But I don't have to explain it or be able to explain it to be thankful that God is in charge of my life. I'm glad that God is my master. I'm glad that God is my guide. And I'm thankful to Him. And I want to be thankful. I want to be more thankful, and I believe you do too. And this is just a reminder. Let's be a thankful people. You know, life is going to have its good and its bad, whether you're thankful or not. You just get to decide if you're going to be. How are you going to handle it? Being thankful? What are you going to do in bad times? Kick and scream? Is that what I'm going to do? Complain? Murmur? Or are we going to thank God? You say, well, that's hard, preacher. Well, God asked us to do hard stuff. Amen? Where do we ever get off in thinking God didn't ask us to do hard things? God will ask me and you, He'll ask us all to do hard stuff. But it's the hard things that we do that builds character in our lives. It is. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. We're going to have a word of prayer.